Ian Schills, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, that scolding nanny, has proposed eliminating the potato from federally subsidized school breakfasts and sharply cutting their inclusion at school lunches. I suspect this is less a slight on the potato itself than the widespread frying thereof. Nonetheless, the potato industry has responded vigorously. The head of the Washington State Potato Commission got so mad he went on a 60-day all-potato diet just to illustrate the greatness of the potato. The National Potato Council launched a Tell USDA to Keep Potatoes in Schools campaign, claiming, among other things, that potatoes are not only affordable, they are kid-pleasing, and that familiar shapes make lunchtime fun. I don't know what unfamiliar shapes the National Potato Council is thinking of, really, and why they wouldn't be lunchtime fun as well. But where the National Potato Council went off the rails, in my opinion, is when it claimed that the potato is a gateway vegetable. That is, the potato can introduce children to other vegetables. And when I read that, I remembered what they used to say, and perhaps still say, about marijuana, that it was a gateway drug. One day you're toking with your friends, giggling at Sesame Street instead of studying. The next day you're robbing a gas station to support your heroin habit, or blowing up the family pet in a meth lab. To imply that potatoes lead to broccoli will not help the fate of the potato. Most children do not care for broccoli. Why? Because it's always overcooked. It's like eating green, soggy Kleenex. Some parents have tried to get around the broccoli aversion by calling the broccoli a little tree. Why that works, I don't know. When I was a little kid, I would pretend that grapes were eyeballs. Why that made me want to eat them, I don't know. You could also point to Cubby Broccoli, the creator and first producer of the James Bond movie franchise. Maybe a mother could claim that James Bond liked broccoli, and so should the kid, but that's kind of tenuous. And it could eventually lead a child to encounters with mad geniuses who want to destroy the world. Then a taste for martinis, shaken, not stirred, and then robbing gas stations to support that habit. If you want children everywhere to like broccoli, here's my advice. Deep fry it, dip it in processed cheese, and put it on a stick. If the USDA was here, I would tell it the same thing. I gotta go.